Okay, good afternoon. This is the May 24th, 2011 meeting of the Zoning Code Technical Committee. I'm Jeff Osterman, the temporary chair appointed by the Legislative Reference Bureau and the representative of the LRB. And also with us, we have Ron Roberts from the Department of Neighborhood Services, Ed Richardson from Department of City Development, and Stuart Muckamal from the City Attorney's Office. We have two items on the agenda. Item number one is file 110130, an ordinance repealing zoning regulations for adult entertainment establishments. And I drafted it, but it was really requested by the City Attorney's Office, so I'll let Sue speak to it.
Okay, we've had some discussions with Jeff and with Ed and with two aldermen on this particular matter, the chairs of zoning, neighborhood developments, and of licenses. This ordinance is joined with another ordinance that's in draft form and is still undergoing some revision relating to revisions of the licensing procedures. And the idea of both of these ordinances is to take out of both our zoning code and our licenses chapter references to adult content. And the reason for this is that ordinances that specifically reference adult content immediately raise First Amendment issues. Adult uses are protected uses under the First Amendment. There is a pending lawsuit against the city which impelled some examination of some of our provisions, and it was a consensus of all the people that have been brought into this discussion that there was a better way of dealing with regulation of adult enterprises than the texts of our current zoning and licensing codes relative to that subject. The reason that content-based, and these are content-based provisions, are sometimes problematic is that they are viewed with a higher degree of suspicion by the courts than our content-neutral provisions that are explicitly aimed only at secondary effects. We discussed a number of alternative approaches as to how to deal with this problem. One was simply changing the provisions but keeping the content-based orientation of our current zoning code and licenses codes. And the other was a little bit more, I wouldn't say drastic, I would say different. And that would be to take out references to adult entertainment and adult content entirely, which has the advantage of being, shall I say, from a constitutional standpoint, virtually foolproof. Because then, if there's nothing content-based that references adult content, it's pretty hard to attack the ordinances as being aimed at that particular form of expression. The ordinance that's pending before this committee simply removes the definition of adult entertainment establishment, which is the type of establishment we're most concerned with in the short term, from the zoning code. At some point, we may have to deal with adult retail establishments. That will be the next stage, but focus on stage one. And what it does is simply remove the definition from the code and remove the use category of adult entertainment establishment from all of the use tables in the code. This will mean that for zoning purposes only, adult uses will be regulated based on their underlying uses, not because they are adult uses. So an adult theater, for example, would be zoned as a theater, an adult cabaret as a cabaret, an adult motion picture house as a motion picture house. A bar where adult entertainment is being offered will be regulated as a tavern. The fact that they offer adult content will not matter, and their zoning status will be evaluated according to their underlying use. A companion bill to this, which is going to go through the license committee process will strengthen the standards applicable to evaluation of adult venues in order to make sure that they are directed toward combating secondary effects, noise, litter, crime, police reports, what have you. Those are effects that the courts have universally regarded as within the legitimate purview of municipalities to regulate and to curtail undesirable impacts. This bill that's going to go through the license committee procedure is, I think, virtually ready. I know Rebecca Grill is working on it with Adam Stevens, and it has a very detailed list of standards regarding security, maximum crowd size, and a number of other matters that will now be imposed upon applicants for licenses involving adult uses. It will also be placed upon applicants for similar uses, irrespective of whether they are adult in content or not. And the idea is to more directly focus regulatory impact on secondary effects that may prove negative and harmful to neighborhoods. This also will, in essence, transfer regulation of venues offering adult content away from the Board of Zoning Appeals to the Common Council and give individual aldermen a greater say in the process. Again, the Board of Zoning Appeals would only regulate the underlying zoning of the particular uses involved, irrespective of adult content. And most important, this appears to everyone to be the cleanest and most effective way of avoiding successful First Amendment challenges to our zoning code provisions currently respecting adult entertainment and also down the road adult retail. So that's the basis for this particular proposal. Obviously, my opinion is it's legal and enforceable. As a matter of fact, it's designed to make this area of the code even more legal and enforceable with a greater degree of certainty than may be the case at present.
Okay, thank you, Stu. Any questions or comments?
I think this will actually improve administrative efficiency and will be even more consistent with the format of the zoning code, so I'm prepared to make a motion that the proposed ordinance does meet the zoning code technical committee criteria for legality and enforceability, administrative efficiency, and consistency with the zoning code.
Yes.
All in favor?
And I second the motion.
Okay.
The motion.
Are there any objections?
Nope.
No.
No.
All right. The recommendation passes. Item number two is file 110088, a substitute ordinance relating to zoning regulations for chicken coops. This was drafted by Mary Turk of the Legislative Reference Bureau, who could not be here for this meeting. The purpose of the ordinance is to exempt a chicken coop from the requirement to obtain a building permit. And Mary told me that Suzanne Hansen, Ed Richardson, and Tom Mishevsky all helped develop this ordinance, and that Suzanne came up with the 50 square foot and 10 foot height thresholds. And also the companion ordinance relating to the keeping of chickens in the city passed at today's Common Council meeting. So that's all I know about this.
Yes, this was basically designed to make it easy for people to put up a chicken coop, provided the chicken coop is not too large. We're basically trying to create that divide between what is a true accessory structure and what is, you know, not. So I do believe that this, I'm ready to make motion on this. Again, that this proposed ordinance does meet the ZCTC criteria for legality and enforceability, administrative efficiency, and consistency with the format of the zoning code.
Okay. Question. I just want to be clear that what we are, your motion is that the change, what it really does is just eliminate the need for a permit.
Yes.
Provided that the chicken coop does not exceed the size limit recommended by the staff.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yes.
Okay. They were about to recommend passage of your ordinance, but
okay, great.
Is there a?
I was just here in case there was an issue.
Well, yeah, something to say.
Just you know, we know of the passage of the companion ordinance regarding chickens, and maybe there were some questions involving that, but I don't see any legal issues involving this, so long as we know why it is that we're doing this. Maybe
that's
stick
correct.
Something in the file. So I'll second the motion.
Right. And there's no enforcement issues relative to this either. Again, no permit is required. And the only enforcement would occur if the size of a coop should exceed what is recommended by staff.
Yes.
And in that case, all zoning rules would apply? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
If you decide to build a chicken palace instead of a chicken coop, then you have zoning issues.
But this is the standard size, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So. Any objections to the motion?
None.
Okay. Well, that concludes the meeting. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you. This is my second ZCTC ever. So